Hello, everyone. Chris Martinson of Peak Prosperity here back with you. And I have an important question to ask, which is this. Have you been waking up at 3 in the morning? It's sort of a thing. And I want to talk about what this is. I want to talk about it from an evolutionary perspective, the biological perspective, the collective consciousness perspective. But something is going on. Let's take a look. So Mike Yardley wrote this thing earlier on Twitter. He said, a friend noted today, there's some great force coming at us now, but I can't work out precisely what it is. It's something new, something not good for humanity. I think many of us feel this. It's hard to articulate. He goes on. Tim on Point wrote, tell me you don't feel it. It's like a forced chaos, an instability with no balance point. The feeling that you're missing something critically important. So I've been making something of this because I sent out an alert to my subscribers a while ago, and I called it a soft alert. Now, what I normally do, if I'm sending out an alert, I have a reason. It's usually fairly quantitative, right? So in 2008, right before the October crisis, I told everybody to get some cash out of the bank. I had reasons. I was tracking certain stock share prices, particularly in things like mortgage insurers and home builders and also life insurance companies, things like that. And I noted some things. So I was able to say, qualitatively, hey, you know, here's an alert. When Fukushima happened, I had another alert. This one I just sent out recently. I don't have a good reason for it. So I called it a soft alert. It's qualitative. What can I tell you? Something just doesn't feel right. So over time, I started to notice that when I was asking people about this, that something cropped up pretty often, and it was this. And so I asked this question on Twitter the other day, and I asked, has anybody else been waking up 3:30 in the morning, you know, because it's a thing. And I think it's telling us it's time to get prepared. And there's a good reason for that. I want to talk about where that gut sense comes from today and why you should trust it. Absolutely. So here's how some of the people responded to this. Dr. Kat Lindley saying, I agree. I posted yesterday, all the world's a stage, and just before I saw your post, I was going to say, I feel like I live in a never-ending survival movie. It's weird. Things are not as they seem. We're having a collective breakdown of our sense of reality at this point in time, I guess. Joe, the K is silent, wrote every night, and M wrote practically every night. I even started to think of some kind of nervous breakdown. Angela writing, yes, same thing. A lot of people experiencing this. So, you know, this could be confirmation bias. You ask a question like, have you seen a yellow car? And a lot of people say, yeah, yeah. But this goes beyond that. A lot of people are really reporting this. And I have a lot of personal conversations with folks who are normally not prone to this kind of thing saying it's something. For me, it's sort of a free form anxiety. I don't know what it is. I can feel it, but I can't put my arms around it. And of course, that's the concerning part with all of this. Now, so Adam Gertner wrote, on that in response to my question on Twitter, the last desperate gasp of the old power elites before they implode and fall from grace. Here's hoping they don't take the whole world with them. Yeah. Adam, you and me both. Kim writing, absolutely waking up nightly in the wee hours since summer, almost impossible for me to get a full night's sleep anymore. So many people reporting similar. I've wondered if it's a frequency thing, more 5G, or just collective knowledge, or something ominous approaching. I believe in this collective unconsciousness, that we are a biological organism, and we are a social organism, and somehow we're able to read the collective tea leaves with each other. And this is a thing. So I'm going to show you the biological basis for that and what that really means. But, you know, it reminds me of that scene from The Matrix. Do you remember this, right? It's this scene. Get up.
Get up, Trinity.
Get up, Trinity.
Get up.
Get up, right? That's the sense I have. It's kind of like you're just sitting there. You know that there's this malevolent force about to dive through the window. So you got to go and do something. You got to get up. You got to keep moving. So that's how I feel about it. Now, Alex is writing, there is a battle of good versus evil occurring right now. Evil accelerating at a very quick pace. You sense evil. If you're awake at that time, I suggest prayer. It's what I've been doing, as I've also been up many days at this time as well. And Gary writing, it feels like the end of days is coming or something. So it's definitely a thing. And if you don't feel it and you think it's just, you know, an aging bladder, or somebody's got cortisol levels that need adjusting, or maybe, you know, you shouldn't eat so late after like 6 o'clock at night. If you're looking for some other explanation, this video isn't for you. But for those of you who feel this, you know what you're feeling. And I want you to trust that feeling, because it's really important, because it's actually a thing. And I think we all have to prepare for something, right? This person writes, most nights, 3:33, uncanny. I had to document it the other night. And, you know, I was just putting all of this together and thinking about it. And then I came across, this is a very interesting, it's a wonderful speech by Tucker Carlson. And I invite you to listen to all 31 minutes of it. There's a link for it down there. You can find it at Twitter on his status. But let's listen in. I just carved out a couple of minutes here from it. I think this is very, very well framed. So let's listen in. Gotta put this in so I can hear too.
The first thing I think that's really important as you stare down the next 12 months is to accept the fact that that all your senses are telling you the truth. A good friend of mine called Gavin DeBecker once wrote a book, the thesis of which was every feeling, every gut level feeling you've ever had is real, is totally true. That your gut is the one thing that doesn't lie to you. Your gut only has your interest in mind. It is not trying to sell you a product or convince you to vote for it. It's acting solely on your behalf. So if you get a very strong message from your viscera, from your intuition, obey it. Take it very seriously. As I always tell my children, if you're talking to somebody and the person seems creepy, he's creepy. It doesn't mean you can convict him in a court of law for creepiness, though maybe you should try, but you don't need to. All you need to know is that what your senses are telling you is absolutely true. This person's creepy. If you feel deception, you're being lied to. Period. Now, you may not know how you're being lied to or why you're being lied to, much less what the truth is. You probably don't. I most of the time have no idea. But if you feel you're being lied to, you're 100% right. You are being lied to. And if you feel that something very intense and history-changing is about to happen, don't ignore it. Don't panic. There's no profit in that. You can't control it. You're not in charge of history. No offense. None of us is. But that is absolutely real.
I completely agree. That is absolutely real, that something is going on and we all feel it. Well, not all of us, but most of us. So if you're one of those people who's actually feeling this at this point in time, I really want you to trust that. Lean into that and ask what it's telling you. Sometimes at that quiet part of the morning, that's when we might sit down and with a prayer, with some silence, asking, what is this about? I've been searching myself out a lot, asking where this discomfort comes from. And I search around and it's like, oh, I forgot to do something at the farm. Is there something I forgot to fix in the basement? Did I leave the oven on? You know, you run through all the things like, did I forget my taxes? Right. Whatever it is. It's none of those things. It's just a sense that something really, really big is changing. And we all know it, right? And we know it because COVID ripped this open for us, did it not? Right? What did COVID teach us? It taught us that whole swaths of our population cannot be trusted. Doctors, politicians, health authorities lied and continue to lie. And they still haven't been able to pick up the thread of this whole thing because they're running some other game. We don't know what that is, but we're being asked to believe in all kinds of things that are complete nonsense. Right? 15-minute cities and maybe eating insects and who knows what all these things are, but you can feel there's a plan. There's absolutely a plan going on. This is not by accident at this point in time. Something is afoot. And whether we ascribe that to evil or some sort of like intelligent malevolence or just ignorant leadership that has somehow lost the plot line entirely of this shared sense of us all being in this together. And we sort of have this us versus them mentality ongoing right now. Whatever that thing is, it's real. And you should be prepared for that. All right. So what do we do to prepare for something like that? Well, you know, all the way back in 2009, I've been doing this for a long time. One of the first articles I wrote for people who were following me way back then was an article called It's Simple, Trust Yourself. right? And here I'm talking about at this point in time, way back then, good old days. You know, how did I know the housing bubble was a real thing? How did I know anything that I knew back then? And it's because I trusted myself. If something doesn't make sense, then that's your starting point. It doesn't make sense. It's not your job to make sense of things that don't make sense. Although that's how they try and frame it all the time in the media, right? Hey, here's this nonsensical thing. Struggle with it. And instead, you just get to go, you know, I don't consent to accepting this. It's nonsense, right? It's just plain nonsense, right? So my first bullet point written way back there in 2009, it just didn't make sense and it still does not make sense to me. That a nation could consume beyond its means forever, right? Well, it's taken a long time for that to play out, but we are in the process of watching what happens when a nation does something really dumb. Like it just keeps piling the debts up faster and faster and faster. So that's the world we live in. We know that's going to break. We all know that's going to break. Does that call for a great reset? We don't, you know, who knows? That's one answer to this, but it doesn't have to be the only answer. I'm stumped by how an economic system predicated on continual expansion of credit. Can you just borrow more than you make forever? That's not going to work out. So these are all the things that we know, but I think we have to go beyond that now. I think now we have to come into this next idea, which my good friend Robert Kiyosaki, this is what he told me in a recent interview I did with him. There's the link for it. He's got some really good wisdom, and this part really settled in for me. Again, let me put this in so we can listen together.
So he's again a West Point graduate teaching us economics. I said, why are we studying communism? He says, know thy enemy. And what this book here said scared me, because this book is 1848, one of the most influential books in world history. And most people haven't read it. So after I read it in 65, I said, oh my God, most school teachers are Marxists, including my family. They believe in taxation. They believe in labor unions and all this. And that's why we have no financial education in our schools. He also said that communism would infiltrate America through the academic system. He said communism would enter in two stages. So first stage occurred in 1930 when the Berlin School sent instructors to Columbia University's Teachers College. That was 1930. And if you notice what happened after that, that's when the rioting spread all across college campuses. So in 65, when I was at school in New York, Columbia University went on strike. And I could, oh my God, you could see it coming. It was coming. And then stage two occurred when my friend Donald Trump was taken down by social media. You know, Thank God Elon Musk over Twitter. But anyways, this was always predicted. So I wrote Capitalist Manifesto. Because we've been warned all these years. So all capitalist manifesto is saying, we were warned. And
yeah, so very well said. You have to know your enemy. You have to study your enemy. You have to step into the shoes of what you consider to be, if somebody's working against you, whether they think of you as an enemy, if they're working against your interests, you have to understand why they're doing what they do. So it's pretty clear at this point in time that we can't chalk up the constellation of events and dots. We can't connect them into a simple story of negligence or just basic ignorance and, you know, poor design. It's clearly got an intention. There's an intention behind all of this, right? And the intention is for you to have less control and for you to consume less and all of that. We can feel that story coming through. Now, whether that's right or wrong in terms of interpreting it that way, whether it's good versus evil or some other framing, it's important that we get our minds and hearts around what's really happening, because it's time to get prepared. You need to be more resilient. We all do. As resilient as I am, I feel totally unprepared for what's coming in many respects. And so to really get on with the program, it's important to understand, well, what's the other side up to? What are they up to? So we've got I just want to take a moment here and talk about, this is a webinar series. It's a three-part webinar series. Part one is starting on December 9th. That's a Saturday. It's from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock Eastern. We're going to be with Brett Weinstein. Peter St. Ange, Ed Dowd, and myself. And what we're going to be doing is something really exciting to me, is we're going to be steel manning. That means we're going to have each of these gentlemen and myself, we're going to each take turns taking the side of the elites, we'll call them for now, because we have to understand what they're up to. This isn't about casting blame. This isn't about saying, oh my God, they're totally evil and we're all screwed, right? It's just saying, can we understand where they're coming from? Because they have a point of view. They clearly do. And I think I can articulate the point of view of the WEF. I think I understand it well enough. And I want to share that. And this is one of the more powerful ways I know to share it, is to get really intelligent people who are good at framing and debating. Because we don't want to be in an echo chamber. We really got to poke holes in this. Is what's happening really happening? So that's part one, is the why. Why are they doing what they're doing? And then part two is, well, how, right? So we have to understand the tactics that they're using. That includes things like fifth-generation warfare, propaganda, atrocity porn that floods the airwaves, lies of omission and commission, where they leave things out or they just flat out lie to you, etc. So we want to talk about all that. That's the how. Just so we can, if once we get to our hearts and minds around why are they doing it, how are they doing it, then we can have a proper conversation about, well, what do we do? What do we do? What do you do? How are you going to keep your family safe through all of this? If you want to sign up for these webinar series, they are a paid webinar series. That's at peak.fan/integrity. And if you want to save 25% off of that, put that code in, peak25. You would go there. See, there's the ticket prices right there. You go to checkout, where I've highlighted in yellow. That's where you would insert that code, peak25, to get 25% off. Or if you really want to be smart, you just put in peak30 when you sign up to be a yearly member at Peak Prosperity, and then these sorts of webinars, as well as all the other content that we are producing, which is many, many times per week, you get all that for free, because that's just how we roll. So either be a member or sign up, but I think it's really important for you to understand what's going on and why. Now, back to the story at hand. So evolution gave us all a gift of gut sense. Right? We talk about it, trust your gut. What does that really mean, right? Well, the human brain, that thing right there, like that is this dense mesh interconnection of neurons with axons and dendrites. And there's about 100 billion neurons and about a quadrillion synaptic connections. So that in a cubic millimeter, which is little tiny square, about, you know, is big, right? There might be 100 billion connections, synaptic connections, in every little cubic millimeter of space. So that's your brain. We're all used to the brain, right? We understand the brain has big, important things it needs to do. So it takes its 100 billion neurons and does stuff. We can form thoughts, ideas. It is, you know, very complicated thing. But did you know that in your gut, there's about 500 million neurons, which is kind of weird. Like, why would our gut need 500 million neurons? It's a big number. You ever think about that? Like, nature doesn't waste anything. So nature gave that to us. Evolution gave us 500 million neurons because it said, this is important. You need to have these down here for some reason. So we call that, our gut sense doesn't arise out of nothing. It arises because our neurons in our gut are receiving information somehow. And then they don't speak to us like our brain speaks to us with like little form sentences. How does your gut speak to you? Well, it has to send you kind of coded information. It sends it in the form of intuitive senses. It gives it to you in terms of feelings. So when we say a gut sense, we're really talking about feelings. And those feelings might be, if we decoded them a little bit, we would say, oh, it's a slightly faster heart rate. It's a tensing feeling. It's a little fluttery. It's a failure to digest. Whoops, things are sliding right through. That's how your gut talks to you. It gives you sensations. And then we interpret those sensations. We give them a story. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling whatever. But the truth is that it's down there and you have nerves that are sending you information from a process different from how it comes into your brain, which is through your eyes, your ears, and your tactile sensation. But it comes in through your gut. 500 million neurons. Is that a lot? How do we put that in context? Well, let's note that dogs have about 530 million cortical neurons and cats about 350. So the entire, everything that a dog needs to do, like a dog knows how to chase stuff. It knows how to have puppies. It knows how to bond. It has social, very complicated social arrangements. a dog is obviously a very complex organism, and its total brain structure is 530 million neurons. You have that many in your gut. You got like a whole dog brain down here doing something. You don't need that many nerves to make sure that your gut is passing food through and things like that. You don't need that many. A honeybee has 200,000 neurons in its ganglia, and it does all kinds of crazy stuff. It has little dances to tell the other bees where the food is. It can navigate vast distances. It knows exactly how high the sun is. It's got immense complicated behaviors with 200,000 neurons. Why does your gut have 500 million neurons? Do you ever think about that? I certainly do from time to time. That's about the same number of neurons that an octopus has. You know, these things are wildly creative and problem solving. So what is the human gut doing with 500 million neurons? Well, it's solving puzzles. It's telling you something. It's giving you information. And as Tucker said, when it gives you that information, you should believe it. It's information comes to us through lots of different pathways, and having your information come through your gut, that thing that wakes you up at 3 a.m, is coming from somewhere, and we're all feeling it. So however you get there, please use this opportunity and time to become prepared, become resilient. There's going to be a little dark spot coming. We can all feel it. I want you to be happy, healthy, survive, thrive through that, so that when it's time, when the sun's ready to rise again in this story, that good people are all around so we can rise up and begin the process of rebuilding. Because right now we're in the grips of people who are very dark and they're interested in tearing everything down. I don't know why. Maybe it's because they got, you know, infected with a mind virus. We can call it Marxism, whatever we want to call it. It's kind of irrelevant, but it's where we're at right now. Just know you're not alone. There's a lot of people out there sharing exactly what you're feeling and sensing. And we have a very important philosophy at Peak Prosperity, which is simply this. If you're feeling anxious, anxiety lives in the gap between what you know and what you're not doing about that. You can't unknow something, so you got to do something about it. That's how you close the gap. So whatever's preventing you from taking the actions that you really know you need to take right in your life right now, I would invite you, do whatever you need to do to get to that point where you can take action. A lot of people are reporting feeling shut down, paralyzed, distracted. Well, that's because of the tools that they are using in this story. Like rats in a cage, we're just being shocked over and over and over again to the point where people do very normal, ordinary thing, go into shutdown or go into overload or just go into paralysis because it's just too much, too fast. I get it. But there are ways to begin to fix that. And the most important way is to get around other people who've already gone through some part of that adjustment reaction, who are processing it themselves, who are not, you don't have to spend time convincing them that you're not nuts. You get around people who receive the information the same way you do, know they have to do something, many of them already having taken the steps that you want to start taking. That's why we put the webinar series on. That's what Peak Prosperity is all about, is just, hey, let's trust ourselves here. I want you to trust yourself. Act as if the information your body is receiving is accurate, because it is. And you need to do something about that. All right. However you get there, please get there. If you want to come by Peak Prosperity, sign up for this webinar. We have all the links down below in the show notes down there. Please just do something. And if we can help, that's what we're here to do. Thank you very much, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.